So how scared are you?
Wait, say it again.
Well, you know, I'm terrified of them. I'm terrified of Mexicans. I was raised by one, but I think it goes back to like the Freudian way of thinking. A lot of times you're kind of attracted to the people who are like your mother.
Yes.
And the only problem with Mexicans is like she's from Mexico.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
And Mexicans are extremely prideful.
Hey.
All you think of, well, if something, like, say, you know, random, hypothetically, something forms. And I was like, I told Bubba, I was like, you know how hard I would have to work to prove to her family? I was like, I'm a half-breed. I'm a no-no. I might as well be just full white. And then she's going to have, they would think, oh, you're going to, you know, you're going to dilute the lineage.
Hey. But you could re-establish.
And I knew you would favor that. I knew you would favor that. Now I just won't have little white children, like grandkids.
And you'd have a Mexican wedding. Oh, but you know what? You're not Catholic.
And they are.
Yes.
You know, another thing I was just telling Bubba that scared me about her is, like, well, she's a type who doesn't, you know, want to have sex till marriage, that's fine. But I remember her from freshman year. And even now, she's very sexual. I would make fun of her. I was like, you Mexicans, goddamn. I was like, you guys are so just all about just sex. And she's like, and she's got a high sex, just like mine, like yours, that high. I'm like,
you're not like that. Anyway, go on.
High sex drive, and all I can think of is, the Catholic, don't believe in the birth control, and all you think of is Mr. Mayor from high school with his six kids.
And yeah. I'm
like, oh, God.
Yeah. And cuidado con ella, porque it just takes one time.
Yeah. Because it's just both strengths, and yeah. Then that just the babies. And yeah. She's like, Mexicans have tons of kids, and she's like, I could see myself.
How many like in her how many in her family? How many siblings she's got?
She told me once. It's not like 12. It's more than us, than yous.
Than yous, more than three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably got like 5.
Yeah, it's usually about average.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and then are her Mexicans grandparents here?
I'm not sure about all that.
She's second generation? No, she was born.
Yeah, she came here basically would be like my 5th grade.
Is when so she would have the first generation.
And see, I'm a big no-no because...
Who told you that? Her?
No. Like, again, it goes to that Mexican pride. It's.
Yeah, you're not, yeah.
I'm dark.
See, if she was first generation or second generation here, her family would be a little, you know.
But they are from.
She's
most of their
from.
Life been from Mexico.
Yeah, see, you're definitely, yeah. And what do her people do?
I don't know. I don't, like, know everything about her life.
Well, you
know. I just know what. Yeah, you become attracted to that person who's like your mother. You know?
She's gonna beat you, in other words?
Probably. So like I tell all my guy friends, it's like, I love getting the shit beaten out of me. They're like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, a whole lot is wrong with me. I was like, you wouldn't like my porn history, tell you what.
Yeah. I don't know. I could.
But you admire the strength and the fiery spirit, and she's extremely goal orientated.
Which is rare for Haykana to be like that.
Well, like I told Nan that, and I was like, well, you gotta imagine she's from a place where there's probably ain't jack shit.
Right.
And then you come here, and I'm sure the influence of her family.